And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 22nd of September, 2010. 1888, on this day, the first issue of National Geographic was published by the National Geographic Society, which had been formed earlier that year by a group of 33 men who loved maps and traveling and geography. The first issue of the National Geographic was a scholarly journal, rather technical, had a plain cover, went out to 1,000 people. One of the founders was young Alexander Graham Bell, and when the National Geographic Society started to lose money, he thought that it should reach out to ordinary people, and he hired Gilbert Grosvenor to be the editor, who changed the magazine, used travel stories, used simpler language, and in 1905, he made what he thought at the time was a controversial decision to include photographs. He was short on material for an issue of the magazine, needed 11 more pages, so he stuck in some photographs of Tibet. And by 1920, the society had more than 700,000 members. These days, the magazine has a circulation of more than 8 million. It was on this day, 1991, the Huntington Library in San Marino, California, opened up access to photographs of the Dead Sea Scrolls to scholars for the first time. The first of the scrolls had been discovered by the Bedouin in 1947, 11 caves along the Dead Sea, 13 miles east of Jerusalem. 900 documents, most of them fragments, mostly in Hebrew, some in Aramaic and Greek, including texts from every book in the Old Testament. Access to the scrolls had been limited for many years to members of the academic elite. And then the Huntington, without asking any permission from the Israel Antiquities Authority, which held the scrolls, decided to make the photographs available to anybody who wanted to come and look at them. It's the birthday of physicist Michael Faraday, born in Newington Butts, England, 1791. Had almost no formal schooling, taught himself by reading books about chemistry and physics, got a chance to go and hear 4 lectures by the famous physicist Humphrey Davy, became an assistant to him, and eventually became one of the great scientists of his era, even though he wasn't that good at mathematics. He made huge breakthroughs in the field of electromagnetism, discovered magnetoelectric induction, the law of electrochemical decomposition, the magnetization of light, and diamagnetism, and he discovered benzene. Here's a poem for today by Natasha Trethewey, Theories of Time and Space. You can get there from here, though there's no going home. Everywhere you go will be somewhere you've never been. Try this. Head south on Mississippi 49, one by one mile markers ticking off another minute of your life. Follow this to its natural conclusion, dead end at the coast, the pier at Gulfport, where riggings of shrimp boats are loose stitches in a sky threatening rain. Cross over the man-made beach, 26 miles of sand dumped on the mangrove swamp, buried terrain of the past. Bring only what you must carry, tome of memory, its random blank pages. On the dock where you board the boat for Ship Island, someone will take your picture. The photograph, who you were, will be waiting when you return. Theories of Time and Space, a poem by Natasha Trethewey from Native Guard, published by Houghton Mifflin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith, written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.